We want to get into some gambling angles, some business of sports stuff, as we do each and every week at this time with our good friend Darren Revelle, who joins us from the Action Network. Download the free Action Network app, which I would imagine is getting a ton of downloads now that football's here. Darren, it's great to talk to you as always. How about that field goal right towards the end that a lot of people thought was very meaningless in the Texans game? Unless you are a downloader of the Action Network app, you knew that that field goal by the Chiefs probably either made or destroyed a lot of people's bankrolls early in the season.
Yeah, I just want to know when Al Michaels could overtly talk about gambling.
Yes!
Like that interchange with Chris Collins versus he's like, and, you know, it's there's a number going on right here. You know, it's like, Jesus, you know, like, let, like, come on now. Come on now.
Well, especially because of the age we live in now, Darren, where, you know, finally ESPN on, you know, college game day, you know, it's one thing on the NFL, even on college broadcasts, where that's still supposed to be the holier than thou, the kids, the student athletes.
We have to stop these inconsistencies. It's got to stop. And there's no reason not to open it up. And I know to start the season, NBC's basically telling Al, like, you know, no, like, you still can't do it. So it doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, is there even any objection by the NFL to that anymore? I mean, they've got a
team
in Las Vegas. Okay.
There is. Yeah, they're still holding on to that. You know, they are still holding on to that.
Is it that because they've got this team in Las Vegas, do they feel like now we've got to really be sure that we just go by the letter of the law and try to make it look like the nobody gambles or something?
I don't know. Who cares? There's enough deals that are being done. I mean, the Colts are doing their third deal with a sports book today. So it's like, you know, okay, enough.
Yeah.
Like, let's, you know, and originally the NFL was the one that made up the bogus number. Like, we will acknowledge it when the majority of America is legal. Okay. But how do you determine the majority? Is that by population? Is that by 26 states? Is it legal, or does that have to be operational? 'Cause we're at like 22 states now. So I don't know. And by the way, that didn't cost me anything, but I had a live under for the Pittsburgh Giants game of 41.5. And it hit 42 at the end. So
Hey, where do you come out on the Monday night doubleheader, Darren? Seth and I kind of we're on opposite ends of this. I enjoy the Monday night doubleheader to the point where I think they should do it more often than just the first week. Where do you come out on that?
No, I didn't like it.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I'm on the East Coast, man, and I was struggling.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, because I gotta be alive and be like on Twitter, and you know, and I was really, you know, that's a 1:30 bedtime.
Why did they do it? Why do they do it in week one? Why is that the only week that they do a doubleheader on Monday night? Do you know?
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes no sense to me.
I think that's a little bit of just that, hey, we're fresh out of the gate, lots of excitement.
You try to
sustain that over the course of a season, and people are going to check out on it. I suppose you're amped up at that point, which I'll tell you honestly, I'm not ready for the season to begin, because it didn't occur to me until right this moment as you were talking about these primetime games that the Bengals and the Browns do play tonight on Thursday Night Football already.
You know what? We're having a lot of those surprises. You know, like, it's like, all right, so the Bengals and Browns play on Thursday Night Football. Now it's the first round of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You know, it's really messed up. But yeah, like, our website traffic and our app is going insane. Like, more than we ever thought, because I think people just want to get back into it and kind of shake themselves up and have a little fun.
I feel like this, you know, this Bengals-Browns matchup has more juice to it just from a psychological and emotional standpoint than I ever would have expected, just by virtue of the quarterbacks alone, I think. And Joe Burrow, and what does he do early in a season versus Baker Mayfield, who is just so much different right now than he was regarded 2 years ago. Do you have any good tips on how
to look
at tonight's
game? It's interesting. I think it's probably the most intriguing game of the week, actually. If you think about, you know, the line opens at 7.5 and now it's down to 6. You just look at Joe Burrow had flashes of of real genius. I mean, and the way he moved the age old white quarterback. Yes, Joe Burrow can move. I just think I can't get a read, obviously, on the Browns from the 38-6 loss. So to me, it's really intriguing, just because both the total of 43.5 and the 6 points. I actually like the Browns here.
Yeah, bounce back game. Yeah, usually when teams get destroyed by four touchdowns or more, they come back the following week. More often than not.
But I will tell you that the thing that's a real mind F is that, you know, the original play was, oh, you know, if there's one person who's going to be get nailed from no preseason, it's going to be the rookies. And it's like, then people are like, well, does Joe Burrow like subscribe to that? Like, will Joe Burrow be part of that? Or is he just that good? And so I still think after one game, we don't know. Yeah. Otherwise, I think this line would be, you know, Cleveland, you know, as a 9-point favorite. Here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, a lot of, and 38-6 still fresh in a lot of people's minds too. Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us on the show. What's happening with the Ravens and the Texans right now, Darren? I know that thing's been hovering around a touchdown all week. I feel like if it's under a touchdown, it's going to be really lopsided to the Ravens. If it goes over a touchdown, if it goes to 7.5, I don't know if it swings over to the Texans, but maybe it backs some people off of the Ravens. I know you tell us, you're with the Action Network.
We are in this scenario where Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, like when you look at all those games, no matter what number the odds makers put up, it always is getting, it's getting pushed. It's getting pushed 1, 1.5. The over is always getting pushed because whatever number it comes out to, people are just, I mean, I feel like there's a great edge on whoever plays those guys. And listen, you would have lost on taking that the first week, obviously with the Texans against the Chiefs. But I think that more often than not, remember, it's not like, how good they are. It's what the odds makers are throwing up. And obviously the game started at 5 and now it's up to 7. And they're obviously 7's a big number. I do agree that if that hits 7.5, the sharps are going to pound it down.
Yeah. Speaking with Darren Revelle from the Action Network, Darren, I feel like if there's one thing the city of Houston has done in the sporting world over the last 8-9 months is that we've provided a whole lot of distraction and entertainment, whether it's Bill O'Brien's shenanigans as general manager, whether it's the Astros cheating scandal. And I feel like we're the gift that keeps on giving, because I actually thought of you when I saw that DeAndre Hopkins put up 14 Arizona Cardinals, and just what a great soap opera continues to be here with our whole saga of the DeAndre Hopkins trade. Because I felt like Darren's enjoying this.
I don't know how am I supposed to feel about this.
Is there any part of you, like when you look at what Bill O'Brien has done as general manager, is there a part of you that thinks like, yeah, you know what, he might be onto something? Maybe every now and then when somebody zigs and everybody else is zagging, or are you of the opinion that like, okay, O'Brien's going to go down in flames with this and this DeAndre Hopkins?
Somebody take the wheel.
I just in general don't think that the same guy should be holding two positions. I don't like, or at least this early in his tenure. Like I don't think in general, like he's still very early in his tenure. It's not like it's his 15th year. Okay, let's finally give him like, I just think in general, it's a mistake to have the coach do anything but coach. And the only reason why you give them the general manager title is that if they have a hard time dealing with other people. Like, that's life. Get a general manager who you get along with, you're on the same page with, and figure out how to make it work. And there should be two different positions. That's where I always stand.
Yeah. Well, they've tried that twice already, so let's see where it goes.
That means that you're, you know, an Under Armour Kevin Plank type of guy, that there just can't be anyone over you. And you know, it although it seems like that's a good thing, that, well, you got to be on the same page as yourself. It's actually a major, It's actually a major negative. No, you're laughing because that's true. Like,
I know,
the
it's
reason
because
why
it's painful.
You have the same title is so that you can be on the same page with yourself.
It's like a spoiled rich kid who like keeps killing the nanny. So all of a sudden you realize, okay, this kid's just gonna have to be locked into a room in the mansion by himself all the time because he can't get along with other people.
Same exact thing.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, Sean, when rules weren't so restrictive,
right?
If you were rich enough, you could get away with murdering the help every now.
It's
and
harder
then,
now with security cameras and surveillance and things like that. Sure, yeah, no. And Darren, to be clear, we laugh to keep from crying, just so you know. So
I know.
Yeah, Darren Revelle, Action Network, joining us. So Darren, along those lines, do you get down on any of these futures, like first head coach to be fired during the season? Seth and I broke that down exhaustively a couple of segments ago.
First head coach to be fired
during the season. Yeah. Adam Gase is the favorite right now at 3-1. Bill O'Brien did make the list. He's all the way down at 9-1, but do you get down on any of those? The futures bets that involve future employment?
No, usually don't. Who would it be? Yeah, I guess Adam Gase would probably be the one. That I'm looking at that where there's not much patience.
Yeah. Yeah, Gase, Quinn, Matt Patricia, Doug Marone.
Although 24% of the money is on the Jets at +7. We say that the sharps are on the Jets. So,
this weekend,
yeah.
There you go.
At
there
you home,
go. Darren, you do your weekly Fade Revelle promotion or your bet on Twitter. And this last week, because Mitchell Trubisky had a good game and because DeAndre Swift dropped that ridiculously easy catch in the end zone, you had to pay up. And this one, frankly, I'm going to be honest with you, Darren, although this was the Fade Revelle that I enjoyed the most, I feel like you got off a little bit easy because you just had your kids dump, 24 old-style beers on you?
27,
yeah. It was your kids are adorable, and but frankly, it looked like a lot of fun.
I don't want to offend Old Style because they did send me 4 cases to make this happen. Let's just call it a college beer and say that I believe my eyes burned a little bit more because of the lack of premium hops.
You know what? And you can't get that smell of college out of you after just one shower.
Yeah, like a whole lot of bad memories. 35-minute shower.
Yeah.
Wow. So what's the – before we let you go, what's the Fade Revelle challenge this week?
You know what? Like, I do it – I tell you guys what it is before I shoot. So as long as no one puts – does the whole audience agree not to – no. I will –
Don't
I will
it.
Tell you what it is.
Okay.
I am taking the Seahawks this week to cover against the Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, I will be riding on a horse in a Revolutionary War Paul Revere costume, screaming, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are coming.
Oh, Paul Revere action.
I hate a horse. I haven't been on a horse since I'm 10, so I'm going to be – I do not want to lose this week.
Okay, that's the best way to earn the trust of a horse is to hate it.
Yeah. All right, so for those who want to have the rooting interest in this, it is the line I'm looking at, Darren, is Seahawks -4. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Darren Revelle, Action Network. Download the free Action Network app. You got to. Football season is here. More and more college football coming back. Darren, we always appreciate the conversation. Good luck this weekend.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Darren Revelle, joining us on the show. Seth, he gives us breaking news every week.